The choice of treatment methods for lung cancer is determined by various factors. Among them are the stage of the malignant process and the type of tumor. The best results in fighting the disease can be achieved by surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and taking targeted and immune medications can improve its effectiveness. Read more about the most effective ways to fight this disease in our article. Lung cancer, definition and treatment. Lung cancer is a malignant tumor that develops from the cells of this organ. It is the most common type of cancer. More than 1 million new cases of the disease and about 921,000 deaths from it are registered worldwide each year. Mostly, it is diagnosed in patients over 50 years old. It affects men more often than women. There are two varieties of this oncopathology. Small cell lung cancer is the most aggressive and fastest growing of all types of malignancies. It is closely related to smoking. Small cell lung cancer rapidly metastasizes to many parts of the body. It is detected in 10 to 15% of patients. Non-small cell lung cancer. Non-small cell lung cancer is diagnosed in 85 to 90% of all cases of the disease. It has a more favorable prognosis than small cell tumors. Non-small cell lung cancer is divided into adenocarcinoma, squamous cell and large cell cancers. Patients with non-small cell lung cancer are treated with surgery, chemo, radiation and targeted therapy or a combination of these methods. For patients with small cell tumors, radiation and chemotherapy are used. After a comprehensive treatment program, the overall 5-year survival rate for non-small cell lung cancer is 26.7% for small cell lung cancer. This figure varies for different stages of the disease and is as follows. Stage 1, 92-68%. Stage 2, 60-53%. Stage 3, 36-13%. Stage 4, 10-1%. Learn more about lung cancer treatment abroad from Mediglobus coordinators. We will help you to choose the right clinic and doctor, as well as arrange the medical trip. Surgery for lung cancer. Surgery is the key method of dealing with lung cancer. It gives the best prognosis for survival. The type of surgery varies according to the type and stage of the malignancy. Lung tumors of grade 0, adenocarcinoma in situ, are removed by wedge resection. During this operation, the surgeon excises the tumor along with a small section of the lung. He then examines the tissue under a microscope. This is to make sure that the tumor is completely excised. The efficiency of this operation is more than 95%. In first stage lung cancer, patients also undergo wedge resection of the cancerous lesion. Other operations such as segmentectomy, removal of the segment of the lung where the tumor is located, or lobectomy, removal of the affected lobe of the lung, may also be performed. Some patients require additional resection of part of the bronchi. The effectiveness of treatment can be as high as 90%. Among the main surgical forms to fight stage 2 lung cancer are lobectomy and pulmonectomy, removal of one lung. Lymph nodes in which cancer may be detected are also excised. If the presence of malignant cells is confirmed, the patient is prescribed adjuvant chemotherapy. It is necessary to destroy residual cancer cells in the body. The standard protocol for treating lung cancer with chemo is 4 to 6 courses. The interval between injections of anti-tumor drugs is 3 to 4 weeks. The procedure is often combined with radiotherapy. This option is more effective, but also more aggressive. After such a treatment program, about half of patients with stage 2 disease pass the 5-year survival threshold. Grade 3 lung cancer surgery is usually performed after a course of chemoradiotherapy. This allows doctors to reduce the size of the tumor and perform a more gentle resection of the organ, lobectomy. After surgery, the patient may be given another course of chemotherapy to remove the remaining cancer foci. Foreign countries perform minimally invasive removal of lung lobes. Often, the VATS technique, video-assisted lung part removal through small incisions, is used. This significantly reduces the trauma of the operation and the recovery time after it. If the tumor has significantly spread into the organ, a pulmonectomy will be necessary. Extended lung resection is also performed in conjunction with this procedure. It implies the removal of muscles, nerves, and blood vessels that are close to the neoplasm. If the malignant process is transferred to the bones of the spine, these structures are resected as well. Afterwards, the spinal column is repaired with implants, metal rods, and screws. Also in stage 3 lung cancer, muscles, bones, and other tissues of the chest wall are removed. After that, the chest wall is reconstructed using artificial bone or titanium plates. The average efficiency of treatment is 26%. Targeted therapy for lung cancer. Targeted drugs are among the most advanced oncology therapies. They have a targeted effect on cancer cells, preventing them from dividing. Healthy tissues are not damaged during this type of therapy, which means that the patient suffers from no significant side effects. Targeted therapy is indicated for some patients with non-small cell lung tumors with EGFR gene mutations, advanced and metastatic cancers that respond well to these drugs. Doctors predominantly use monoclonal antibodies, for example, bevacizumab. These drugs damage the endothelium of the blood vessels of the tumor, preventing it from feeding and growing. They are often combined with chemotherapy. The efficacy of targeted drugs for lung cancer is 75%. After diagnosis, most patients with metastatic tumors with this therapy survive for 3 or 4 years, and a few patients live much longer. Radiation therapy for lung cancer. Radiotherapy for lung cancer involves the use of high-energy X-rays to destroy a malignant tumor or prevent its growth. Radiation can be external or internal. In the second case, radioactive materials, grains, plates, capsules, are placed directly inside the neoplasm. However, more often external irradiation is used. Radiotherapy for lung cancer is usually given 5 days a week for 5 to 7 weeks. If the goal of treatment is palliative care, controlling and alleviating the symptoms of the pathology, irradiation lasts 2-3 weeks. This involves the daily use of low doses of radiation. This helps to protect healthy cells in the area of radiation exposure. Can stage 4 lung cancer be cured? In stage 4 lung cancer, it is not customary to talk about a complete cure. The fight against a terminal tumor is aimed at relieving symptoms, improving the patient's quality of life, and prolonging it. Non-surgical methods are used for this purpose: targeted therapy, chemotherapy, and targeted drugs. Stage 4 lung cancer is usually inoperable. It metastasizes to distant organs, mostly affecting the brain, spine, and liver. Surgical intervention in this case will not give the desired result. Palliative treatment of advanced lung cancer is carried out in parallel with the main treatment program for the disease. It involves the use of various medical procedures that allow to alleviate the physical condition of the patient and improve the emotional background. The prognosis for survival in lung cancer with metastasis is unfavorable. Only 2-10% of patients pass the 5-year threshold of life. Where can I get treatment for lung cancer abroad? LIF Hospital Vaid Istanbul. LIF Istanai Hospital. Koç University Hospital. Teknan Hospital. Saraski Medical Center. Uniclinic of Nevera. Severance Hospital. Asuta Medical Center. Suncheon Hyang Hospital. Anam Clinic.